Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We start off with some rugby news. Bulls director of rugby Jake White has wasted no time in drafting in his Springboks back into the starting lineup for tomorrow's United Rugby Championship encounter against Connacht at Loftus. Kudli Arendse will start at fullback with Kanan Moody getting the number 14 jersey and Zbu Nkosi starting at left wing. So that's going to be a hell of a back three there. Cricket South Africa, well, they've announced the squads for the Division 2 teams participating in the CSA T20 knockout competition. This year, the CSA T20 knockout competition will be played by 7 Division 2 provincial teams and the SA Under-19 men's team. The competition will see 2 pools of 4 teams battling it out at the group stages to secure a spot in the semi-finals. And, of course, one of the teams that is going to be playing is the Eastern Storm, whose coach, Sandile Masengemi, we spoke to just the other day. And speaking of cricketers, and as I try to segue my way into this one here, Chris Morris is on the line. But Chris, apparently you're in Scotland.
I am in Scotland, Joe. Yes, I've drafted myself into become Brandon Stone's caddy for the week. So, yes, I'm in Scotland, and yes, what a lovely day it was today.
Well, before we get to how you got to caddying and what exactly you are doing there and, you know, your experience in terms of caddying, how clever is it for Alfred Dunhill to keep continuing advertising by just having other things, but now they can still advertise where other cigarette companies can't?
Yeah, look, no, they've done very well. Alfred Dunhill's obviously one of the best weeks for a golfer, a European golfer or South African golfer, if you can get in to play in. So yes, they're still going strong, Alfred Dunhill. They've got a very good connection with the world. But yeah, it's a great week. It really is. Like, I've been here since Monday, and yeah, it's been an awesome experience so far. And yeah, the golf is obviously quite cool. I haven't played any golf. I've been working, unfortunately, but yeah, what a great week so far.
I mean, I've known Chris for years and years, right? And Chris is a former protea and he plays cricket. And now you're at the home of golf with a bag on your shoulder. How much preparation have you done, dude? How much work has gone into this?
And absolutely no prep. I'm a golf tragic, so I absolutely love golf. It's probably my first love towards the end of my career. But no, look, it actually happened over a barbecue the one night. Myself and Brandon were having a barbecue. Listen to me, I'm in Scotland, talk about a barbecue. A braai. And we were braaiing, and I made the joke about how good the week must be, and you know, all the celebrities playing, and you know, I would love to play it one day and obviously go to Scotland. And you know, I just mentioned, do you need a caddy for the week? He's like, well, it's actually quite a tough week for the caddy, so I'll give my caddy a week off and you can take it in. And I went, okay, cool, happy. That was 4 months ago, and here I am. So I've kind of invited myself, but it's very good. Like I said, I'm a golf tragic, so for me to be here is unbelievably special, and I've had a lot of starstruck moments already in this week, so it's been pretty cool.
So Chris, don't you feel a little bit of pressure because Brandon is actually a competitor, so you have to really kind of be on the ball when advising and passing the clubs and doing all of the caddy things? I would be stressed.
No, look, I'll be honest. I told him already today. I wasn't present for his first 4 holes today because I was starstruck. Our playing partner. So every professional gets a celebrity or a businessman or a playing partner, and we happen to be paired up this week with Bill Murray. So I've got Bill Murray. Yeah. So for the first 4 holes, I wasn't really present as a caddy. But look, Brandon knows the drill. I said to him when he chose me as a caddy, I said, "Listen, boy, I'm not going to give you a line or a number. You tell me what club you want to lock in."
I was going to ask, how's the greens reading at St Andrews? Is it looking easy?
Oh, well, yeah. Today we played at Carnoustie. We managed to get on to St Andrews the last 2 days. Yeah. We played a full 18 2 days ago, which was pretty good. I was, frothing is the word. I frothing at the mouth. I was couldn't believe where I was. And then we played our first day. We had played 4 holes in St Andrews, which of 10 minutes into our first hole, the rain came sideways. So, look, tomorrow is apparently, all the locals are telling me tomorrow is an absolute write-off in Scotland. So, yeah, I'll be experiencing the weather properly for the first time tomorrow.
Well, I mean, look, are you telling the guys there that you actually won the longest drive at the GMA golf day on Friday? Because, I mean, that's obviously a big badge that you can carry with you going into, you know, a world-class golfing field.
Oh, you know what, Joe? Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, it is the longest drive at the Jack Renda Golf. We don't make a scene about it. We just carry on. I've bought my clubs. You know, you never know. There might have been someone who got food poisoning or got injured or something that couldn't play. But that hasn't happened. So I have my clubs, and yes, I know I have a reputation. But once you see these guys hit the golf ball, you go, listen, I'm actually hitting it not that far.
I don't know if you know this, Chris, but for years and years, the highest paid sportsman in New Zealand was Tiger Woods' caddy. Are you getting paid this week?
Uncle Steve, I think I'm getting friend and family points because I brought my family with me, so they're getting a holiday. And I said to Brandon, I said, if we win, do you pay me? And he said, of course. I said, I'm not worried about being paid. I'm worried about how I'm going to get to Spain next week, because you need to take a successful caddy with you. I'm here for the experience, and you know, that's been really cool. That's nice that Brandon has let me come along, and you know, we've been mates for a while, so spend some quality time as friends, but more also with the family. So it's a hell of an experience, and like I said, I'm absolutely buzzing to be here. I'm broken at the moment, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, man, it's an absolute pleasure chatting to you from what is obviously a great experience for you and the family. Hopefully the kids will be able to remember this one day when they grow up as well and put it up on their socials.
Core memory.
Because it's costing you a pretty penny as well.
Thanks for that, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me. I try to forget that. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris Morris, thank you very much for chatting to us all the way from Scotland today.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.